Those that I have now are fragmentary. I'm in the position of a biologist who, from a single bone, must reconstruct not only the appearance of an extinct animal, but its habits. Strickland made no particular impression on the people who came in contact with him in Tahiti. To them he was no more than a beachcomber in constant need of money, remarkable only for the peculiarity that he painted pictures which seemed to them absurd. And it was not till he'd been dead for some years, and agents came from the dealers in Paris and Berlin to look for any pictures which might still remain on the island, that they had any idea that among them had dwelt a man of consequence. They remembered then that they could have bought for a song canvases which now were worth large sums, and they could not forgive themselves for the opportunity which had escaped them. There was a Jewish trader called Cohen who'd come by one of Strickland's pictures in a singular way. He was a little old Frenchman with soft, kind eyes and a pleasant smile, half trader and half seaman, who owned a cutter, in which he wandered boldly among the Paumotus and the Marquesas, taking out trade goods and bringing back copra, shell and pearls. I went to see him because I was told he had a large black pearl, which he was willing to sell cheaply. And when I discovered that it was beyond my means, I began to talk to him about Strickland. He'd known him well.